Around 250 Sitkins gathered in Totem Square on June 1st to honor George Floyd, a 46-year-old black man who died in Minneapolis police custody on Memorial Day after a white police officer pressed a knee into his neck. Organizer Margo O'Connell read a statement before the silent vigil began to explain why Sitkins were gathering.
We are here tonight for George Floyd. We are here tonight for all of the black men, women, and children who have been killed by the police in this country. We are here to stand in solidarity and to demand justice. We will stand together in silence for 7 minutes. 7 minutes, because that is the amount of time that a police officer knelt on the neck of George Floyd while he begged for his life. 7 minutes while people on the street pleaded for him to stop. 7 minutes to reflect on the legacy of police violence and systematic racism in America. 7 minutes together.
The group stood in silence for 7 minutes. Many held signs in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. Some signs read, "End systemic racism," "Justice for George," and "White silence is violence." A video of Floyd's death sparked protests and demonstrations across the country. Nationwide, protesters put the recent deaths of Ahmaud Arbery, Tony McDade, and Breonna Taylor at the center as well, calling for an end to violence against black people and institutional racism. Many organizers also called for major reform of the criminal justice system and defunding police departments. Some protests have become violent, prompting many cities to set curfews. Shortly before Sitka's event took place, President Trump said he would deploy the U.S. military if governors weren't able to quash the demonstrations in their states. Sitka's vigil was peaceful, which was always the organizer's intent, but the demonstration still prompted a small response from a handful of residents. A group of around 10 people stood in front of City Hall observing the vigil, one holding an American flag. KCAW spoke to Marshall Albertson, who owns a business on Lincoln Street. Armed with a handgun, Albertson said he and several others were prepared to shoot and defend downtown businesses should the vigil turn into a riot. In a news release earlier in the day, the Sitka Police Department stated that it was aware of counter-protest dialogue on social media and asked for everyone to remain respectful. When the silence concluded, Louise Brady and daughter Dion Brady Howard of the Kiksati Point House led a group in singing two traditional Tlingit songs.
Heartbreaking times that we're living in right now. And I really would like to thank the organizers for putting this together, because I think sometimes it's really difficult if we don't have an outlet for all this pain. And I think with the turnout and all the people here that we can see that there's a lot of people who care. And that's my hope, that hearing these words and coming together, that you all be touched by some kind of peace. And I just hope that, you know, people reach out in the coming days, the coming weeks, and the coming years, because hopefully this is just the beginning of the organizing.
And organizers called for Sitkins to do that, take action beyond the vigil to work toward more positive social change. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.